ズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Naomi desu. Cat here. Beginner Series Season 6, Lesson 7. Express your gratitude in Japanese.
Hello everyone, I'm Naomi, and welcome to JapanesePod101.com.
With us, you'll learn to speak Japanese with fun and effective lessons.
We also provide you with cultural insights
and tips you won't find in a textbook. In this lesson, you'll learn how to thank people.
So desu. For example, 来てくれてありがとうございます。
Thank you for coming. This conversation takes place at...
うち。
At home. And the conversation is between Josh and his host family.
はい。ジョシュさんが引っ越しをします。
That's right. Josh is going to move out of his host family's house. Josh uses informal Japanese when speaking to Daichi, but he uses formal Japanese to his host mother.
では、聞いてみましょう。
Let's listen to the conversation.
この車、借りたの？
ああ、隣の山田くんが貸してくれたんだ。山田くんが東京まで運転してくれるんだ。
へえ、親切な人だね。
じゃあ、荷物運びましょうか。荷物これだけ？
そうです。手伝ってくれて本当にありがとうございました。
じゃあそろそろ行きましょうか、ジョシュさん。
皆さん、いろいろとお世話になりました。
こちらこそ、うちにホームステイをしてくれてありがとう。楽しかったわ。お元気で。
またね、ジョシュ。
もう一度会話を聞いてください。今度はゆっくり話します。
この車、借りたの？
ああ、隣の山田くんが貸してくれたんだ。山田くんが東京まで運転してくれるんだ。
へえ、親切な人だね。
じゃあ、荷物。運びましょうか。荷物、これだけ。
そうです。手伝ってくれて、本当にありがとうございました。
じゃあ、そろそろ行きましょうか、ジョシュさん。
皆さん、いろいろとお世話になりました。
こちらこそ。うちにホームステイをしてくれてありがとう。楽しかったわ。お元気で。
またね、ジョシュ。
今度は英語の訳と一緒に聞いてみましょう。
この車、借りたの？
Did you borrow this car?
ああ、隣の山田くんが貸してくれたんだ。
Yeah.Yamada next door lent it to me.
Yamada くんが東京まで運転してくれるんだ。
He's going to drive me to Tokyo.
へえ、親切な人だね。
Wow, he's such a nice guy.
じゃあ、荷物運びましょうか。
So, shall we bring the luggage out?
荷物これだけ？
Is this all your luggage?
そうです。手伝ってくれて本当にありがとうございました。
Yes.Thank you so much for helping me.
じゃあそろそろ行きましょうか、ジョシュさん。
Okay, shall we go, Josh?
皆さん、いろいろとお世話になりました。
Everyone, thank you so much for everything.
こちらこそ、うちにホームステイをしてくれてありがとう。
Thank you for doing a homestay with us.
楽しかったわ。お元気で。
It was so much fun. Look after yourself.
またね、ジョシュ。
See you, Josh.
キャットさん。
はい。
質問してもいいですか? Can I ask you an English question?
もちろんです。Of course.
ホームステイは英語ですか? I mean, is the word homestay used in English too?
Well, it's quite interesting when you look up homestay in an English dictionary. It's apparently a word in English borrowed from Japanese. So it's one of the very few times a Japanese English word has actually become proper English.
Ah, so なんですか? Karaoke みたいな。
Ah, yes, exactly. Like karaoke, which is of course originally a Japanese word that became English.
Ah.
Naomi 先生は homestay をしたことがありますか?
Have you ever done a homestay, Naomi 先生?
あ、あります。アメリカとオーストラリアでしたことがあります。
あ、So you did homestays in America and Australia then?
うん。キャットさんは? How about you, Cat?
したことないですね。勇気がなかったです。
なんでなんで?勇気必要ですか?
必要ですよ。I've never done a homestay because I wasn't brave enough. I think you need to be brave to stay in someone else's house that you don't know.
あ、そうですか。
うん。All right, so now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. And the first word we're going to see is?
借りる。
To borrow, to rent.
借りる。借りる。
Next.
貸す。
To lend, to rent out, to loan.
貸す。貸す。
And next.
運ぶ。
To carry, to transport.
運ぶ。運ぶ。
Next.
そろそろ。
It's about time. Now, soon.
そろそろ。そろそろ。
And finally.
いろいろ。
Various.
いろいろ。いろいろ。
So now, let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. And so the first word we're going to look at is.
そろそろ。
It's about time for something. The word そろそろ is actually an adverb that literally means gradually or quietly.
でも帰るときによく使いますね。
Yes, that's right. そろそろ is often used when people are leaving somewhere or when you need to let the other person know that it's about time you got going. It's really a polite way of letting them know that you want to or have to leave. When you want to tell someone you're going to leave, you say
そろそろ帰ります。Or maybe そろそろ失礼します。
It's about time for me to leave. そろそろ失礼します literally means it's about time for me to excuse myself and is very polite.
そうですね。とても丁寧ですね。Mm.
You hear that in the office environment quite a lot, don't you?
はい。Mm.
Also, そろそろ is often used by itself. For example, you've bumped into an acquaintance in the street and you've stood talking for a little while, but if you stay any longer, you're going to be late for where you're going. So you wait for a lull in the conversation, glance at your watch, and then say,
じゃあ、そろそろ。And the rest is inferred.
Well then, it's about time for me to... Da, 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 da. And as Naomi-sensei says, as is so often the case in Japanese, the rest is left for the other person to fill in by themselves. So what are we looking at next?
借りる。
To borrow. Can we have a sample sentence, please?
はい。私は母からお金を借りる。
I borrow money from my mother, or I'll borrow money from my mother. Please note that the person or organization who lends the item is marked by the particle から.
So, 私は銀行からお金を借りる means
I borrow money from the bank, or I'll borrow money from the bank. Now, Naomi-sensei, can you introduce the opposite word to borrow?
貸す.
To lend. And can we have a sample sentence, please?
はい。私は友達に本を貸す。
I lend my friend a book, or I'll lend my friend a book. Please note that the person who borrows something is marked by the particle に。
借りると貸すは一緒に覚えた方がいいと思います。I recommend that you memorize 借りる and 貸す as a pair.
Okay, let's recap. To borrow is
借りる
and to lend is
貸す。
The focus of this lesson is how to thank people for what they've done for you.
来てくれてありがとう。
Thanks for coming.
The form of a verb plus くれてありがとう is thank you for doing such and such.
Right, you can express your gratitude using this te kurete arigato sentence structure. So now, let's look at how to form this structure step by step. How do you say to help?
手伝う.
And the te form is?
手伝って.
Attach kurete.
手伝ってくれて.
Then add thanks.
手伝ってくれてありがとう.
It means thanks for helping me. Okay, listeners, listen and repeat. Thanks for helping me.
手伝ってくれてありがとう.
Listeners say, thanks for helping me.
手伝ってくれてありがとう.
Let's do one more. This time, let's thank someone formally. How do you say to teach, Naomi-sensei?
教える.
And the te form is?
教えて.
Attach くれて.
教えてくれて.
And then add thank you.
教えてくれてありがとうございます.
This means thank you for teaching me. Okay, listeners, listen and repeat. Thank you for teaching me.
教えてくれてありがとうございます.
Listeners say thank you for teaching me.
教えてくれてありがとうございます。 キャットさん、 このくれる のグラマーは難しいですよね。
Yes, it's くれる is difficult. The verbs, there is a set of verbs in Japanese that you'll come across later. There is くれる、もらう、and あげる. But you don't need to worry about the others yet. I used to have a really hard time with these three verbs of lending and receiving actions, because we don't have anything like that in English. So don't worry, even if you're having problems with it now, it will become natural to you in time.
頑張ってください。
頑張ってください。Try your best.
じゃ、そろそろ。
Yes, that's all the time we have for this lesson.
聞いてくれてありがとうございます。
Thank you for listening.
じゃあまた。
Bye bye. See you next time.
この車、借りたの？
ああ、隣の山田くんが貸してくれたんだ。山田くんが東京まで運転してくれるんだ。
へえ、親切な人だね。
じゃあ、荷物運びましょうか。荷物これだけ？
そうです。手伝ってくれて本当にありがとうございました。
じゃあ、そろそろ行きましょうか、ジョシさん。
皆さん、いろいろとお世話になりました。
こちらこそ、うちにホームステイをしてくれてありがとう。楽しかったわ。お元気で。
またね、ジョシュ。